When you hear a really good speech, it's easy to assume that the speaker has some inherent talent for it. But in fact, it's a skill, and one organization has decided to break it down for people so they can master it. It's called Toastmasters, and it started in California 90 years ago. Today, it has nearly 300,000 members across the globe. In San Francisco, a local chapter meets downtown on Mission Street every week. KALW's Leela Day brings us their tips for podium glory.
Where leaders are made. That's the Toastmasters tagline. And tonight, there are about 10 people here, hoping they'll be the next ones. One of the first rules of Toastmasters:
be aware of time.
So it's going to be an exciting evening because it's going to be fast and furious with four pitches, approximately 2 minutes each.
Tonight, each person will pitch a business idea, but they need to have a plan. There's only 2 minutes, and within those 2 minutes, they should be convincing, speak clearly, and try to sound natural.
So my startup is called Street Academy, and the idea came from when I went to college.
Antibiotic drug resistance is a growing problem, and
I work with all kinds of people. I've actually done a lot of supervising with volunteers.
Each person stands up when they speak. I quickly learn more rules of Toastmasters.
Introduce yourself immediately. Shake hands and make conversation by asking open-ended questions.
These tips are part of a plan meant to break down the art of public speaking into easy, digestible steps. They also provide a supportive atmosphere. So when each person finishes presenting, the room erupts with applause. And whenever a new person is introduced, there's applause. There's so much applause that it becomes a natural response in place of smiling or nodding. We clap.
Yeah, it kind of seems awkward in the beginning, doesn't it? There's a lot of applause. It brings the energy up, and it also gives positive reinforcement as well.
James McBrien has been coming to these meetings every Tuesday night for months.
I'm just a Joe Schmo member obsessed with public speaking.
McBrien treats Toastmasters like a mental workout. When it's his turn to give a speech, he talks about what he's gotten out of the program.
This is the Toastmasters manual. You all get it when you become a member, and I have a love-hate relationship with it.
Many people come to Toastmasters looking for help with presentations at work. That's what brought McBrien, a tech entrepreneur, here. He's been in a lot of situations where he's had to make a good first impression in a matter of seconds. So being a confident speaker is something he's here to perfect.
But for the last 20 speeches here at Hubmasters, I haven't used any notes. I am note-free.
Hubmasters, by the way, is the name of this local group. And McBrien does look confident. He makes eye contact. He uses his hands. He's a seasoned speaker. But he says he still gets nervous.
I get butterflies in my stomach. I can't sleep at night. My speech starts morphing in my mind if I haven't prepared enough at night. So, in other words, I'm kind of at Toastmasters because I'm an anxious person and I want to relieve anxiety.
According to Toastmasters, you can get over that anxiety by exercising confidence, kind of like a muscle. So, after every few speeches, there's an exercise round called Table Topics. These random conversation starters help everyone get warmed up to speaking in front of people. Today, it's a hypothetical job interview. McBrien poses as the employer and Maureen Bogues as the applicant.
Why are you better than the other candidates applying for this job, Maureen?
I'm applying for a job as a marketing person for a theater company. I would bring a lot of background to this job.
And then McBrien turns to me. Everyone that comes to Toastmasters meetings is urged to take part. When I finally agree, the group responds the best way it knows how. I stand. That's another rule I learn.
All Toastmasters must stand when they talk.
My hands feel a little clammy. My heart starts racing faster. I wonder if my upper lip will do that twitchy thing it sometimes does when speaking in front of a full room.
I'm interviewing to be a server at a yogurt stand.
But once I start talking, the nerves settle. It gets easier.
And I can increase your sales because I'm natural, I'm charismatic, and I love yogurt. That's it.
It doesn't really matter what anyone says at the podium. The key is to feel comfortable saying it.
Occasionally you talked a little bit fast, I think.
After everyone's pitched or participated in the table topic, it's time for feedback.
I talk a little fast when I get nervous also.
Someone is assigned to take notes on grammar. That's the grammarian. Then there's a timer, an evaluator, and someone who counts uhs and ums.
Timing was phenomenal. I just can't say enough about timing. Jonathan, you came in at 2:22. Very nice. TJ, 1:54.
Bill, you had three uhs, one and, one so. TJ, six uhs.
Some of the participants frown at the amount of uhs and ums they were cited for. A couple of people shake their heads in disbelief, but it doesn't seem to bring them down. Those same people volunteer to give their very first speech at next week's meeting. That drive to keep working on this is key to Toastmasters. Once you complete 10 speeches, then and only then can you receive the ultimate Toastmaster prize, a certificate with your new title.
Competent Communicator.
For Cross Currents, I'm Leela Day.